In this module, we will cover the basic techniques and ideas behind paid list building. In the last module, we covered most of the accepted ways by which you can generate free traffic. However, if you have money, you can certainly just purchase traffic to help build a subscribership to your list. We will cover the most popular ways to do this effectively so that your dollars are always spent wisely. PPC, or pay-per-click, is by far one of the most popular and effective ways to purchase traffic for your lists. It's not always easy, and will take some trial and error in the beginning. In this section, we will go over the best methods to actualize PPC campaigns. PPC is really closer to an art than a science, which means it's easy to do, but hard to master. PPC can effectively build lists by basically purchasing the traffic. How does this work? Depending on your niche, you need to settle on keywords that you think relate to it. Choosing a good subset of keywords is crucial. Once you have decided on the keywords, go to Google AdWords and set up some ads. When someone types in keywords that you have chosen your ad along with the link to your squeeze page, it will pop up next to the search engine result pages, SERPs. The better you choose keywords, the more targeted traffic you can drive to your page. Make sure your squeeze page is set up and optimized and your infrastructure is in place. That's pretty much all there is to it. A good squeeze page, along with a set of keywords that are relevant to your niche, are keys to a successful list building campaign. This costs money, but it is a pretty simple way to drive traffic. You will find, after experimentation with keyword lists, that some will work better than others. This is also akin to an art too. Creativity can play a big role in how well you can get visitors to your squeeze page and on that important list. Since you are paying money for this technique, it is best to utilize some sort of metrics to see how well your ads are driving traffic. There are plenty of packages out there, and a simple search will help you set up. Running a Facebook ad campaign is very similar to PPC. The gist here is that you are paying for some ad space on Facebook, the world's most popular social networking site, with the hopes of driving those who click on them to hit your squeeze page and hopefully your list. Facebook, in a lot of cases, is even better than PPC because you can target your ads to specific demographics and a ton of other attributes with surgical precision. This is especially useful if you are generating a list for specific niches. On Facebook, all it takes is a click or two to target your ads to an age group, location, country, state, or whatever really. The ability to target ads carries with it huge potential. Where it differs slightly is that on Facebook, you can run two types of ads, which have different costs associated with them. The first is CPC, or CPM, cost per click, or cost per thousand impressions. In most cases, you will probably want to do a CPC campaign. A CPM campaign with just a link will probably run your ad budget out very quickly and is more suited for displaying phone numbers, for example. Another nice feature is the ability to track how well your ads are performing within Facebook, as that functionality is all built in. Finally, you need to create an ad. Facebook allows the use of images and text for the ad copy. So be creative and make sure that the ad you use is supported by the website visitors who will be taken upon clicking to it. This goes for pretty much any form of paid campaign. Again, in any paid advertising campaign, it is crucial that you monitor the success at all times. Another way in Facebook to drive traffic for your list building purposes is to sponsor groups where you can pay as a sponsor and display relevant ad copy on message boards and build a following. Advertising in e-zines is an old and still popular method for generating traffic and hopefully leads. The way it works is by paying to place an ad for your campaign or niche in an internet newsletter which goes out to a base of subscribers already. Some have been around for a long time and others are new. The key thing to note about this technique is that to make your dollars count the most, you need to do some research and figure out which e-zines would best suit your targeted niche. Obviously, readers of a hunting magazine would not be interested in your offer for faux fur clothing, There are some blanket services that will submit your ads to a ton of e-zines online. But again, it pays to know how long the e-zines in question have existed and how big their subscriber base actually is. Keep in mind that most people need to see an ad around 7 times before they will act on it, according to studies conducted on behavior when it comes to marketing. This means that placing your ad multiple times, even if it is the same ad copy, may be to your benefit. Co-registration leads, or co-regs as they are popularly called, basically providing the option to people who have, for example, downloaded some software to receive more information about products or services. This usually takes the form of checking a box so you're subscribed to a list. For the purposes of generating traffic, co-regs can take many forms. One way is to offer a visitor the option to sign up for lists as part of a promotion for another product. This can take the form, after receiving a free gift to be offered, the option to sign up for a list. Or after entering into an online contest or some sort of free drawing, the visitor is offered to join the list. I think you get the idea here. You can see how a co-reg can occur with a giveaway or other type of event to have visitors opt in for a subscription to the list. Be wary of brokers offering co-reg lists. It may seem like a possible shortcut, but in reality, you don't know how old those lists are. And the older the co-reg lists are, the more disastrous it can be for your list building activity. You'll end up spending money and getting a worthless list when you could have just as easily put in the effort and generating some leads on your own with the same expenditure. Also, you have to be wary of these brokered lists because sometimes users have opted in on those lists and have done so inadvertently or via malware, which can be potentially liable for you and your business. The last thing you want to do is be the 50th person to hit a person on a list after they've already been pinged before. It's a waste of time and resources for you following up on leads that's old, bottom line. So that's a rundown of the key ways to pay a little upfront to drive traffic to the site. As you can see, there are plenty of techniques that will certainly keep you busy as you learn how to grow your list building skills. When we say drive traffic to a site, we are usually referring to a squeeze page that you use to generate lists. The importance of the squeeze page cannot be overstated here, regardless of which approach you use. Pictures on the squeeze page help a lot. Anything to instill confidence in the visitor to the page will increase the chances of having that person opt in. A good sales pitch and a call to action are just as important. This was covered in previous modules, but it is being restated because it is so vital to building lists. You can drive all the traffic you want, but without a clear and optimized squeeze page, you will not get visitors to join the list in droves, which is the goal. Paid campaigns can turn into a lucrative list building opportunity, but keep in mind that without a clear goal in mind and a clearly defined squeeze page, your money may go to waste without the benefit of adding a great deal of users. It becomes apparent that for the uninitiated, it is often best to try the free list building techniques first before delving into the paid world so that you understand the flow of visitors and how those visitors result in sales. With the infrastructure in place, along with ways to reach out and feed promotions to your lead list, it is much less riskier to start paying for traffic to hit your squeeze page. Without these ingredients, you will find yourself not hitting your goals and conversion rates.